For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. Wisconsin's status as a battleground state is emphasized by three visits this week. Both Republican Vice President Mike Pence and Democrat candidate for Vice President Kamala Harris are currently in Wisconsin. Then Jill Biden will host a virtual campaign stop in Green Bay tomorrow. Pence appears at Dairyland Power Cooperative in La Crosse. Harris is currently in Milwaukee. Jill Biden will appear remotely at a gathering as part of her national back-to-school tour. Both parties see Wisconsin as vital to earning a victory in November's presidential election. Labor Day typically sees a lot of people out on the water, though the Department of Natural Resources is reminding everyone to be safe when they're enjoying themselves. According to the DNR, 16 people died in drownings in Wisconsin this year. 14 of them were not wearing life jackets. Jacob Hosclaw, a recreation warden with the DNR, said wearing a life jacket is the most important safety precaution you can take, even if you think you're a good swimmer.
You never know. I mean, what if you could fall out of a boat, and if you're knocked unconscious for some reason, that life jacket can at least keep you afloat so that somebody can get to you and get you back in the boat.
It's also important to never drink and drive a boat. Keep an eye on the weather before you head out on the water. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Students attending college need to make arrangements if they want to vote. Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wizza reminds UW's Stevens Point students that they have the right to choose where they cast a ballot in this year's election.
So if you want to choose Stevens Point because you go to school here, that's where you vote. If you choose to vote in your hometown, wherever that is, provided wherever you live, that's where you vote.
Wizza says once they've chosen, the decision is final and there's no going back.
They can only vote once, of course. You choose where you claim your residency.
He says students are welcome to vote in Stevens Point. Anyone interested can go online or contact the city clerk's office for more information. Stevens Point will also be installing two absentee ballot drop boxes, one at City Hall and one at UWSP campus, in the next 2 weeks to allow residents to safely drop off their completed ballots without mailing them. The Forest History Association of Wisconsin wants to get more people involved in its mission. The goal of the association is to inform, educate, archive, and publish the legacy of Wisconsin's forest history. Board President John Grossman said there's been a recent push to focus on education.
And we think there's merit in working more closely with the folks who run the school forest programs in the state and look to use them as a vehicle for outreach to promote local understandings of history.
The association is holding an informative luncheon on September 17th at Angler's Restaurant in Mantua Waters. Grossman said the site was chosen for its own unique history tied to Wisconsin's forestry.
The site of Angler's and some remnants of the existing building were part of one of the initial ranger stations built in 1912. They'll talk to the history of the program and do a little site visit for those who are interested.
The association is also hosting a series of webinars. You can sign up for those and the luncheon on the Forest History Association's website. We'll have a link to it on WXPR.org. You can't miss Rhinelander's new mural as you drive down Davenport Street towards the courthouse. The artwork on the side of the AirPro building depicts Rhinelander's industrial history dating back to 1886. Craig Taylor and his sister Barbara haven't laid eyes on Rhinelander in years.
Really, when I left high school to go to college, I only came back in the summers to work at the coke plant.
The plant the Taylor family owned in the early 1900s. That piece of history is now memorialized on a new mural in Rhinelander.
Well, I thought it was just the coolest thing I ever heard.
AirPro Fan and Blower Company president and founder Keith White thought of the idea.
Part of the objective and the purpose of this is honoring the founders, the people that were responsible for these industries, which in the end became the fabric of Rhinelander.
The artwork takes up the entire side of the AirPro building facing Sutliff Avenue, right across from the paper mill. The background depicts well-known sites in Rhinelander like the courthouse and high school. Gears are prominent in the foreground of the mural. Each one depicts a piece of Rhinelander's industrial history, starting with F.W. Rhinelander in 1886, all the way up to 2002 with White in the AirPro design. White's wife tracked down descendants of the names on the wall and invited them to the unveiling.
It's such an honor. Cindy reached out to me on Facebook and I was blown away.
That's Whitaker Dunn. He's connected to the Stevens family. He and his father traveled from Seattle, Washington for the mural unveiling.
Dunn Lumber has a lot of history in Seattle, but we always talk about how originally, the idea for the business came from Rhinelander, from the logging industry out here.
Like the Dunns, the Taylors are glad they made the journey to Rhinelander for this moment.
And Rhinelander for a long time kind of seemed to be a city that was being passed by. And now it really seems thriving and doing well. That's exciting.
It's that sentiment that motivated White to commission the mural.
I wanted to do something that would ultimately be something as a source of pride for the entire community.
And he hopes it will inspire others to help the city continue to grow. Your forecast for tonight, a slight chance of rain, a low around 43. Tomorrow, rain likely, mainly in the afternoon, and a high around 49. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.